The following is a review of the equity investments principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in market efficiency. The first LOS is to describe market efficiency and related concepts, including their importance to investment practitioners. An informationally efficient capital market is one in which the current price of a security fully, quickly, and rationally reflects all available information about that security. This is really a statistical concept. An academic might say, quote, "Given all available information, current securities prices are unbiased estimates of their values, so that the expected return on any security is just the equilibrium return necessary to compensate investors for the uncertainty regarding its future cash flows." End quote. This concept is often put more intuitively as, "You can't beat the market." In a perfectly efficient market, investors should use a passive investment strategy, buying a broad market index of stocks and holding it, because active investment strategies will underperform due to transactions costs and management fees. However, to the extent that market prices are inefficient, active investment strategies can generate positive risk-adjusted returns. One method of measuring a market's efficiency is to determine the time it takes for trading activity to cause information to be reflected in security prices. That is, the lag from the time information is disseminated to the time prices reflect the value implications of that information. In some very efficient markets, such as foreign currency markets, this lag can be as short as a minute. If there is a significant lag, informed traders can use this information to potentially generate positive risk-adjusted returns. Note that market prices should not be affected by the release of information that is well anticipated. Only new information, information that is unexpected and changes expectations, should move prices. The announcement that a firm's earnings were up 45% over the last quarter may be good news if the expected increase was 20%. On the other hand, this may be bad news if a 70% increase was anticipated, or no news at all if market participants correctly anticipated quarterly earnings. Next, we are asked to distinguish between market value and intrinsic value. The market value of an asset is its current price. The intrinsic value, or fundamental value, of an asset is the value that a rational investor with full knowledge about the asset's characteristics would be willing to pay. For example, a bond investor would fully know and understand a bond's coupon, maturity, default risk, liquidity, and other characteristics, and would use these to estimate its intrinsic value. In markets that are highly efficient, investors can typically expect market values to reflect intrinsic values. If markets are not completely efficient, active managers will buy assets for which they think intrinsic values are greater than market values, and sell assets for which they think intrinsic values are less than market values. Intrinsic values cannot be known with certainty and are estimated by investors who will have differing estimates of an asset's intrinsic value. The more complex an asset, the more difficult it is to estimate its intrinsic value. Furthermore, intrinsic value is constantly changing as new, unexpected information becomes available. The next LOS requires us to explain factors that affect a market's efficiency. Markets are generally neither perfectly efficient nor completely inefficient. The degree of informational efficiency varies across countries, time, and market types. The following factors affect the degree of market efficiency. The larger the number of investors, analysts, and traders who follow an asset market, the more efficient the market. The number of participants can vary through time and across countries. For example, some countries prevent foreigners from trading in their markets, reducing market efficiency. The more information is available to investors, the more efficient the market. In large developed markets, such as the New York Stock Exchange, information is plentiful and markets are quite efficient. In emerging markets, the availability of information is lower, and consequently, market prices are relatively less efficient. Some assets, such as bonds, currencies, swaps, forwards, mortgages, and money market securities that trade in over-the-counter markets, may have less available information. Access to information should not favor one party over another. Therefore, regulations such as the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Regulation FD for fair disclosure require that firms disclose the same information to the public that they disclose to stock analysts. Traders with material inside information about a firm are prohibited from trading on that information. Short selling improves market efficiency. The sales pressure from short selling prevents assets from becoming overvalued. Restrictions on short selling, such as an inability to borrow stock cheaply, can reduce market efficiency. Arbitrage refers to buying an asset in one market and simultaneously selling it at a higher price in another market. This buying and selling of assets will continue until the prices in the two markets are equal. Impediments to arbitrage, such as high transactions costs or lack of information, will limit arbitrage activity and allow some price inefficiencies, that is, mispricing of assets, to persist. To the extent that the costs of information, analysis, and trading are greater than the potential profit from trading misvalued securities, market prices will be inefficient. It is generally accepted that markets are efficient if, after deducting costs, there are no risk-adjusted returns to be made from trading based on publicly available information. The next LOS requires us to contrast weak form, semi-strong form, and strong form market efficiency. Professor Eugene Fama originally developed the concept of market efficiency and identified three forms of market efficiency. The difference among them is that each is based on a different set of information. The weak form of the efficient markets hypothesis states that current security prices fully reflect all currently available security market data. Thus, past market information, price and volume, will have no predictive power about the future direction of security prices because price changes will be independent from one period to the next. In a weak form efficient market, an investor cannot achieve positive risk-adjusted returns on average by using technical analysis. The semi-strong form of the efficient markets hypothesis holds that security prices rapidly adjust without bias to the arrival of all new public information. As such, current security prices fully reflect all publicly available information. The semi-strong form says security prices include all past security market information and non-market information available to the public. The implication is that an investor cannot achieve positive risk-adjusted returns on average by using fundamental analysis. The strong form of the efficient markets hypothesis states that security prices fully reflect all information from both public and private sources. The strong form includes all types of information: past security market information, public and private or inside information. This means that no group of investors has monopolistic access to information relevant to the formation of prices, and none should be able to consistently achieve positive abnormal returns. Given the prohibition on insider trading in most markets, it would be unrealistic to expect markets to reflect all private information. The evidence supports the view that markets are not strong-form efficient. The next LOS is to explain the implications of each form of market efficiency for fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and the choice between active and passive portfolio management. Abnormal profit or risk-adjusted returns calculations are often used to test market efficiency. To calculate abnormal profits, the expected return for a trading strategy is calculated, given its risk, using a model of expected returns, such as the capital asset pricing model or a multi-factor model. If returns are, on average, greater than equilibrium expected returns, we can reject the hypothesis of efficient prices with respect to the information on which the strategy is based. The results of tests of the various forms of market efficiency have implications about the value of technical analysis, fundamental analysis, and portfolio management in general. Technical analysis seeks to earn positive risk-adjusted returns by using historical price and volume data. Tests of weak-form market efficiency have examined whether technical analysis produces abnormal profits. Generally, the evidence indicates that technical analysis does not produce abnormal profits, so we cannot reject the hypothesis that markets are weak-form efficient. However, technical analysis has been shown to have success in emerging markets, and there are so many possible technical analysis trading strategies that they cannot all be tested. As noted previously, the success of any technical analysis strategy should be evaluated considering the costs of information, analysis, and trading. Fundamental analysis is based on public information such as earnings, dividends, and various accounting ratios and estimates. The semi-strong form of market efficiency suggests that all public information is already reflected in stock prices. As a result, investors should not be able to earn abnormal profits by trading on this information. One method of testing the semi-strong form is an event study. Event studies examine abnormal returns before and after the release of new information that affects a firm's intrinsic value, such as earnings announcements or dividend changes. The null hypothesis is that investors should not be able to earn positive abnormal returns on average by trading based on firm events because prices will rapidly reflect news about a firm's prospects. The evidence in developed markets indicates that markets are generally semi-strong form efficient. However, there is evidence of semi-strong form inefficiency in some emerging markets. The evidence that developed markets are generally semi-strong form efficient raises questions about the usefulness of fundamental analysis. It must be fundamental analysis, however, that results in informationally efficient market prices. Fundamental analysis can also be of use to those exceptionally skilled investors who can generate abnormal profits through its use and to those who act rapidly before new information is reflected in prices. If markets are semi-strong form efficient, investors should invest passively, that is, invest in an index portfolio that replicates the returns on a market index. Indeed, the evidence shows that most mutual fund managers cannot outperform a passive index strategy over time. If so, what is the role of a portfolio manager? Even if markets are efficient, portfolio managers can add value by establishing and implementing portfolio risk and return objectives and by assisting clients with portfolio diversification, asset allocation, and tax management.